Seventh pack of Kalim, fifth mission in Nitel Echad Mehem. If one of them was removed, Tam Magavim, Tam Avir, the Ramei. Ramei says what remains, still Matama, if you touch it, but the Avir is not Matama because two of them don't have, can't hold anything that it's not considered a usable ear space. Shimon Batari says it's not usable Bechlal when you have only two of them, so that whole ear is considered not part of the Kira anymore, so broken part of the Kira, and therefore even those protrusions themselves are not matama. If it's a leg, if you have only two legs, you can't support on two legs. Also shnayim zeh keneged zeh. If you made only two of these peputim, one opposite the other, I guess they were wide ones so that it could stand up on it. Tam v'maga v'avir. The Rabbi says since they were set up in a way that they can be used, so then it's the area between them is also considered the avir of a kli. And if Tumah goes into that area, in that ear will be Matama the Kli, the area between the Putin. Shimon Metaher, he says, if you only have two, it's Tar. If they were more than three etzbois long, so Mishalosh Ulamatan Matama Magav Avir. Up to three Tvachim is considered still part of the Kira, and therefore it has the din of Tumah's. If you touch it, and even if the tumah is in the avir, in the ear space of there, it will be matama. Shloisha l'malon, matama and b'magavim, matama and b'avir. If it's more than three tefachim long, Ramei says the ear which is closer to the kira is still considered part of the kira. The area which is more than three tefachim away from the kira is not considered part of the kira, and therefore it's not matama b'avir. Hashem Matayr says it's too, made too long, it's not usable, and therefore it's not matama at all. How you meshuch menasaf apachos mishloisha his voice. Talking about these putim, these protrusions that were sticking out like legs of the kira, if they were less than three etzbois away to the sides of the kira, so they're considered an extension of the kira. Anything within three etzbois is considered in this usage part of the kira, and therefore it's considered matam and magav avir. But chutz mishalosh etzbois, if it's further away than three etzbois from the sides of the kira, then matam magav ein matam avir. Divrei Rabbi Meir, comes to Rabbi Meir once again. It has some type of use, but it's not considered an extension of the tana. Therefore, if you touch it, it's tomek. It's not considered. It's an extension of the kli, not an independent base kibble, and therefore its avir is not makabel tomek. But Shimon Matar. Shimon says that all these extensions, if they're not considered part of the kira itself, they're not matam at all.